cold silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on. Is the truth so elusive? So elusive you see that it ain't enough, baby, to bridge the distance between you and me. There's a list of grievances 100 miles long. There's a cold of silence and it can't go on.
Thanks, Bob. I'm Alan Watts. This is Cutting Through the Matrix on April the 9th, 2008. Last week I was talking about the food shortages that are coming up, ones that are planned to come up, and that was the whole point of putting the entire food supply of the planet under 5 agri-food businesses. They've been at this a long, long time. But I won't stop with food, because I've said before, everything you need for personal survival has been taken out of your hands. Water, of course, is something they've talked about for many, many years, even going back to the 1960s, where they held a United Nations meeting in Israel, where then they forecast coming water shortages across the world and how they deal with it. The whole idea being to take all rights from the public. We will pay through the nose for everything that we need until we're groveling like slaves for some water or food. And there will be riots. There will be riots. This present shortage of crops across the world is already starting the rumblings of the riots to come. And it's hitting home as well, as the price of bread and everything else goes up sky high. But here's about water. Water. Something that nothing can do without. And this is from an article from Canada.com. by Mike D'Souza. Canada.com is a CanWest news service, published Tuesday, March the 25th, 2008. And it says, UN rejects water as basic human right. Are you surprised? After the Earth Summit, where humans have no rights. Ottawa, the Harper, that's Stephen Harper, the Prime Minister, the Harper government can declare victory after a United Nations meeting rejected calls for water to be recognized as a basic human right. Instead, a special resolution proposed by Germany and Spain at the UN Human Rights Council was stripped of references that recognized access to water as a human right. The countries also chose to scrap the idea of creating an international watchdog to investigate the issue, choosing instead to appoint. They love to appoint people, you see. They really love democracy, you can tell by what they do. A new consultant that would make recommendations over the next 3 years. And his job's already laid out from his script, is written a long time ago. We'll hear it unfolding as he makes his appearances over the next few years. Federal officials in Canada said last week that the government wanted to ensure the meeting's outcome reflected the fact that access to water is not formally recognized as a human right in international law. But a social advocacy group said that the position was designed to protect the right to sell water under the North American Free Trade Agreement. They did articles on selling water. They're already doing it from Canada to some parts of the States. And you know that the big boys in the know get the big lucrative contracts, and they bypass all the petty bureaucracy, all that little stuff that you and I have to wade through every day. Back with more after these following messages.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Reports are coming in from all over North America about wild MPG.
My 97 Honda Civic went from just over 31 miles per gallon to over 50 miles per gallon.
My 98 Plymouth Breeze went from just over 38 miles per gallon to over 77 miles per gallon.
My 95 Ford F-150 went from 12.7 miles per gallon to 33 miles per gallon.
It's not a hybrid.
It's not an electric.
Wild MPG is an inexpensive modification that gives you incredible savings, a cleaner engine, better performance, more horsepower, less dependence on foreign oil, and better gas mileage.
Far better gas mileage.
Find out more at wildmpg.com.
Wild MPG means more money in your pocket.
The Wild MPG kit is absolutely guaranteed to increase your gas mileage by at least 50%, or the cost of the kit will be refunded to you. Visit wildmpg.com.
WildMPG.com.
Welcome to the revolution in fuel economy technology. WildMPG.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain, while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bed sore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee. If you are not completely satisfied, we offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Warren, and we're cutting through the matrix. I should also mention, for newcomers, look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com. That's the official website. And remember, there are other ones out there, but you have to check to see who really runs them. Cuttingthroughthematrix.com, net, and a few other ones are the original sites. Look into my site. And you can also look into Alan Watt Sentient Sentinel.eu for transcripts which you can download, written in the various tongues of Europe. You can pass them around to your friends after downloading them and printing them up. But getting back to this water article here, water, water everywhere, will soon be forbidden to drink. And from this article from the CanWest News Service, it says here, and clearly the Harper government is happy with the status quo. They're not going to be an agent for change. They're not going to support the right to water, said Maud Barlow. She's a sort of official NGO leader, chair of the Council of Canadians. About every 8 seconds, a child somewhere in the world is dying from dirty water, and it's just shocking that our government has taken this position. The opposition Liberals supported the government's position last week, arguing the original UN resolution could open the door to bulk water exports to the US because of NAFTA. Liberal water critic Francis Scarpaleggia said he plans to introduce a private member's bill to restrict large transfers of water within Canada to ensure that bulk exports abroad would also be forbidden. Well, they're about 15 years too late, because, I mean, that was on CBC years ago that they're already doing it. The UN's High Commissioner for Human Rights, Louise Arbour, said last week that the position doesn't reflect Canada's traditional role in the international stage. A stage, I'll have a stage because it's all an act at the UN, you see. Canada is taking a position that this is not more classically perceived. Canada is a kind of the bridge builder, or a bridge builder, all Masons here. Peacemaker, yeah, peacemaker, sure, we're often killing people abroad and seeing the world. Consensus maker, Arbour told the CBC. Meantime, Barlow denied the resolution would require Canada to make bulk water exports to the U.S. The requirements in the U.S. would be for them to conserve first, said Barlow. There's no requirement as a human right for us to provide water for swimming pools and golf courses and fountains in Las Vegas. Well, depends what class you're talking about here. A spokesperson for the Foreign Affairs Department said in an email that there was no consensus among states regarding the existence, scope, or content of such a right. But anyway, it boils down to the fact that we simply have no rights over food or water, the energy that we need to warm ourselves and so on, especially in Canada and other countries that are pretty cold. That's all been taken away from us to make us all helpless and obedient to the only system left that's in charge of it. Quite something. We've all been grazing on that grass, that green, green grass of home, and not looking up to watch the fences getting built all around us. Here's another article here to do with Canada again and the United States. And this is coming from WorldNet Daily, February 24th, 2008. I remember reading it at the time, but I thought you'd go back and read it again. It says, military merger continues. NORTHCOM furthers NAU police state agenda, North American Union police state event agenda. Wednesday, 27th of February, 2008. North American Army created without OK by Congress. U.S.-Canada military ink deal to fight domestic emergencies. By Jerome R. Corsi, 2008, WorldNet Daily, February 24, 2008. In a ceremony that received virtually no attention in American media, the United States and Canada signed a military agreement February 14th, allowing the armed forces from one nation to support the armed forces of the other nation during a domestic civil emergency, even one that does not involve a cross-border crisis. The agreement, defined as a civil assistance plan, was not submitted to Congress for approval, nor did Congress pass any law or treaty specifically authorizing this military agreement to combine the operations of the armed forces of the U.S. and Canada in the event of a wide range of domestic civil disturbances, ranging from violent storms to health epidemics to civil riots, that's the real one, or terrorist attacks. In Canada, the agreement paving the way for the militaries of the U.S. and Canada to cross each other's borders to fight domestic emergencies was not announced either by the Harper government or the Canadian military, prompting sharp protest, which of course is just totally ignored. It's kind of a trend when it comes to issues of Canada-U.S. relations, the conscientious issues like military integration, Stuart True, a researcher with the Council of Canadians, told the CanWest News Service. We see that this government is reluctant to disclose information to Canadians that is readily available on American and Mexican websites. I believe Mexico is also involved in this. The military civil assistance plan can be seen as a further incremental step being taken towards creating a North American armed forces available to be deployed in domestic North American emergency situations. Now, that already came out a few years ago, 2005, on the CBC television in Canada, when they called it Fortress America, and why we had to merge together to save ourselves primarily, and number two, to compete with China and the European Union. The agreement was signed at U.S. Army North Headquarters, Fort Sam Houston, Texas, by U.S. Air Force General Jean Renouart, commander of NORAD and U.S. Northern Command, or U.S. NORTHCOM, and by Canadian Air Force Lieutenant General Mark Dumais, commander of Canada Command. This document is a unique bilateral military plan to align our respective national military plans to respond quickly to the other nation's request for military support of civil authorities, Reinhardt said in a statement published on the U.S. NORTHCOM website. Discussing the new bilateral civil assistance plan established by U.S. NORTHCOM and Canada Command, Reinhardt stressed unity of effort during bilateral support for civil support operations such as floods, forest fires, hurricanes, earthquakes, and effects of a terrorist attack in order to save lives, prevent human suffering, and mitigate damage to property is of the highest importance, and we need to be able to have forces that are flexible and adaptive to support rapid decision-making in a collaborative environment. Back in the 70s, the UN started prattling on about rapid deployment forces. This is what it was all about back then. Not sending forces across the planet, necessarily, but sending them anywhere in America or Canada, or Europe for that matter. Lieutenant General Dumais seconded Reinhardt's sentiment, stating, "The signing of this plan is an important symbol of the already strong working relationship between Canada Command and the U.S. Northern Command. Our commands were created by our respective governments to respond to defense and security challenges of the 21st century." That's Agenda 21, of course, he stressed. "And we both realize that these and other challenges are best met through cooperation between friends." We're all friends now. So, look into that one. It's just another sign of the times. As I say, this big coming chaotic period builds up, and the shepherds, the good shepherds, are building the fences and cages all around you while you're guzzling along with your entertainment and eating the grass. Quite simple. Works every time. And those with a bit of sense are aware of what is coming. Now, I'll go to the phones now. There's some people there already. And we've got Rose from Georgia. There, are you there, Rose? Hello.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Relationship between Canada Command,
hello?
And the US.
Yes, we've got a delay going on too, and I hear you talking, but we've got a delay here.
Defense and security challenges.
Okay, all right, sorry. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, you already turned your music off if you want to talk on the phone, because you'll have a few seconds delay and it comes back through. We got a loop going.
Okay, all right. It's just that your talk is so important. I want to get a reward of it. I can always listen to it tomorrow night. Can I go ahead and ask you my question?
Sure, go ahead, yeah.
Well, first I just want to say that I think you're an amazing teacher, because all those books that you're talking about, I've been researching them, and wow, you're right on track. So you're amazing. You're like a wealth of knowledge. People don't realize how important you are in these times, but I do. I know you're the most important person we have right now. But anyway,
I appreciate that. Yeah.
But you were talking a little bit about water, and that's not the reason I called. But you were talking about it. It's been in the back of my mind.
Uh-huh.
In my area, recently, I'm not sure if they cut it off, but people were being fined $10,000. To water their lawns and their gardens.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was rather extreme, but I just wanted to add that. And the other reason for my call is, on the 7th, you had a caller. I don't know if he was from Texas or somewhere. It was towards the end of your talk, and he was trying to find the first global revolution put out by the Club of Rome.
Uh-huh.
Well, what I wanted to tell him, I hope he's listening tonight, when Alan talks about a book, you don't sit on it. You get on the Internet, and you type it in right away and start searching. Because every book that Alan has been talking about on his lectures are disappearing.
Yeah.
The prices are jumping up dramatically, okay? Just to give you an example, today I looked for that book on the Internet. I found it on A Libris.
Mm-hmm.
There were several copies available, used copies, and the prices, the lowest price was $134, and then they jumped up from there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I came home, I did another search. Well, I already bought the book. I bought the book as soon as I found it. Guess what? All those copies are gone except for one copy that's used, and it's $451.
Really?
Okay.
Really?
Yes. Also, the Zbigniew Brzezinski book that you were talking about, mm-hmm. Between the Two Ages.
Yeah.
I hear the music.
Yeah, hold on, and we'll okay. discuss this right. after the break here.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had a maybe to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Cutting to the matrix, and we've got Rose from Georgia on the line talking about the books I mentioned being snapped up. And you have to remember too that many of those big agencies out there can scour the internet quickly to find out who's got the books, and they'll pay any price to get them and take them back out of your hands. That's actually been happening for quite a few years now. Certain agencies have lists of books, and they're snapping them up and getting them off the public shelves and out of the hands of owners. So be very, very quick when you see a book. Snap it up before it gets up or simply goes missing. You still there, Rose?
Of course I'm still here. Well, anyway, so I've made a printout of some of a list of prices from like a week or two ago, just from between the two ages. Now, the first time I heard you mention the book, that I went out there and I searched for that book, but I hesitated. That book was available for $35. I hesitated because I buy tons of books, okay? I don't make much money. Mm-hmm. But every extra ounce of money I make, that goes to books, okay?
Yep.
So I hesitated. I said, well, you know, I'll put it on my wish list. I'll go back and get it. Well, when I was ready to go back and get that book after hearing another talk of yours, that book jumped from $35 to $170, okay? Mm-hmm. And it was the only one at $170 because the next book is $288.
Yeah.
And it jumps up there to $495. Now, that was a week or two ago. That book may be a lot more now, or those other books may be gone. I don't know. I haven't searched them recently. So that's what I wanted to, that's the message I wanted to get to that gentleman if he's listening tonight, that any books that Alan mentions, you snap them up. Now, if the prices are reasonable enough where you can afford them, hey, $300 is a lot of money, but I'll tell you what, $300 is nothing compared to the information that's in those books. They're worth every penny.
Sure it is.
So you spend the money. You buy those books because one day you will never be able to get them. They are disappearing, and it's scary.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So anybody listening, buy the books.
Mm-hmm. And if you can't find it on, also try your library. Some libraries still have copies here and there.
You know what? I work 7 days a week. Man, I'll tell you, it's hard to stay. I mean, you're talking about how things are happening economically to people. I have a computer science math degree, okay? I'm making crap money. I'm working two jobs and making 70% less than what I made back in 1996.
Yeah.
Okay? And I'm bilingual.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm making squat, man. This is bad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But you know what? I keep my head up. And I listen to you every night that I can. I go back to your archives and I listen to everything you say. My Uncle Butch was like you. He used to read every damn book in the world. And that man was brilliant. And he was stuck working in a steel mill.
Yeah.
And poor man died young, okay? Mm-hmm. But when we were children, we used to sit at his feet, and he used to talk to us the way you talk to your audience.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. Those talks from our uncle was priceless because that has followed me my entire life.
Yeah.
And many of the books that you're mentioning, my uncle used to tell us about these books when we were kids.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay? And, you know, we kind of followed, but not exactly. You just sat in the back of our heads.
Mm-hmm.
My brother is also waking up. I'm trying to give him some information, but he doesn't have much time either.
Yes.
But I want to thank you so much for the information you give. I don't know how much longer you're going to be able to keep doing this.
I know. Oh, I know.
Okay?
Yeah.
But if anybody can, they need to somehow archive the information you have before they shut down that net, because eventually they're going to shut it down.
It's going to shut down, yeah, this internet.
I have
too,
conducted searches that were, I would consider sensitive, okay,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, politically sensitive, and end up with the most bizarre list of hits
mm-hmm.
in different languages, in Chinese, and some that were absolute gobbledygook. I said, what the hell is this?
Yes.
Am I imagining this? I had to actually take a printout. I took a copy of it and sent it to my brother. I said, you got to look at this. You're not going to believe it.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, so the people out there who are kind of hesitant, man, you guys got to act fast, because I'll tell you what, that iron curtain, man, it's coming down. It's coming down.
It's coming down. Yeah, first
it's coming
to get
down
you,
real fast.
First they get you hooked, then they make it indispensable, then they start policing it.
That's right.
And then you start pulling the sites.
You also talk a lot about the vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
I work at a county health department as an interpreter.
Yeah.
Okay. Man, I've never seen so many messed up little children in my life.
Yes, I know.
They're getting, you wouldn't believe the vaccines these kids are getting.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? And if they don't want them, they hold them down, jam them in them.
Yes.
They got it. But you know what? I'll tell you what. When I have one parent on the phone, or anybody come in there that has any snippet of a brain, because there's not many out there. They're really brainwashed.
Mm-hmm.
But if they have one little glimmer of intelligence, I let them know how they can exempt out to get that of that vaccine.
Yeah.
And guess what? They go for it.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
the best I can do. I can't go in there and cause mayhem in the health department. I'll lose my job. I mean, I need to eat. You know what I'm trying to say?
We're all over a barrel in this society. We do what we can under the circumstances, and
we got
four-year-olds
that don't know the difference between a circle and a square.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, they come in, they can barely talk.
Yes.
They're like almost five, and they can barely talk.
Mm-hmm.
What is wrong with them? They're all like that.
Well, I know.
And they're twitchy.
I know cardiac surgeons who phone me, and they're opening up young men about 30 years of age, and inside, it's where they were 70. We're prematurely aging. Yeah. But thanks for calling, Rose. Thanks for calling. Back after these messages.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bed sore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee. If you are not completely satisfied, we offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944.
Once upon a time, Megan, people bought their food at a grocery store.
Oh, I remember.
They're there, Mama.
A grocery store, Dad?
Yes, dear, but that was long ago.
But where did our food come from?
InternetGrocer.net.
InternetGrocer.net? So all these cans?
In uncertain times, we must be prepared. So we buy real canned meats, real canned cheese, and real canned butter from InternetGrocer.net.
Mm. And it's real good, Dad.
Only the highest quality dehydrated and freeze-dried foods and other emergency supplies. Drop shipped direct from the manufacturers right to our door.
So having stored food on hand means we don't have to go into town, right?
Your father's a wise man, Megan.
Be ready for an emergency with InternetGrocer.net's one-year food supply, featuring the best variety in the business. Foods that will store 7 to 15 years or longer, unopened. Go to internet-grocer.net. That's internet-grocer.net or call 903-356-6443.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cashflow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. A way for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. And we've got Daniel in California there. Are you there, Daniel?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
What's going on, Alan? I have a couple questions that'll complement Rose's comments. I picked up Jack Satali's Millennium. Actually, you know what? I actually found that book in my local public library.
Mm-hmm.
And ended up buying it. I found it, you know, back a year ago when I had initially read it. You could find it everywhere, mm-hmm. but now the only place I could find it was on eBay.
Really?
But I found a good mint copy on eBay for $8.
That's good.
But I have a couple questions about the pictures in this book. This book's awesome. I've already read it 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. It's a good book. Behind the cover page, there's a picture of a sphere encompassed by circles and 12 heads blowing wind.
Mm-hmm.
What are those? Can you tell me what those are?
Well, they always have 12. Even the European Union flag, even though they've got many more members than 12, they said they would not put any more stars on than 12 for the 12 signs of the zodiac.
Yes, yes.
And the 12 invisible rulers of the world, they sometimes phrase it too, or the 12 top families. And
really?
The circles too, it means your point within a circle and all those that you influence, like a compass. If you put a compass on paper, drew the circle, you're the point in the circle, and all those in the perimeter, that's as far as you can reach. In other words, all those within that circle are yours. You can influence all of them.
So the world, basically.
Yeah.
I see. And then how about at the beginning of the first chapter, you have a picture of a head gleaming. It looks like a floating head, but it's really not. If you look closely, there's a hand holding a book at the bottom of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got light. It's got the circular, mm-hmm. like the halo type in the background, but then it's got light, like sharp beams coming down.
Yeah. Well, they always
do
that. Yeah, and lots of books, publishers have that symbol, or they'll have a torch of light. And, of course, that's Lucifer, the one who brought light or intellect to Earth.
Because there's an angel above him.
Yes, there'd be an angel above him. And that'll represent, remember, Lucifer was an angel.
Yes.
And also have a halo, generally, or a glory, they'll call it. It's a burst of clouds. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Crazy. Well, how about the next one where he's the second chapter, that's the struggle for supremacy,
mm-hmm.
where you have a guy with a sword over another guy who looks like he has a club in his hand, and he looks like he's like in the fetal position?
Yes. Yeah. It means the intellect over the inferior,
the one
with the sword, etc., over the young, the brutish low type, yeah.
Ah, man, I'm glad. I mean, it just fits the chapters, you know, so well. I know it did in some way. I was just, you know, kind of curious to what they meant.
Yes.
And then in the third chapter, that's Millennium Losers,
mm-hmm.
they have a lady that's looks like she's crying with another lady, and she's holding a baby,
mm-hmm.
and they kind of have their hands up, and it looks like stars or mm-hmm. fire is falling on them from the heavens. What?
The ladies often symbolize grief and rebirth. It's a cry, and it's also joy for the creation of a new type, a new system, a new type, or even a new creature.
Oh, I can see that. Yeah, because there's one with her head down with her hands up. There's another one with her head up and one hand up.
Yes.
And then her other hand is holding the baby.
Yes. Yeah.
I see.
That's the new man to come, the new rule by the new man, yeah.
Wow, I see. And then they have one where it looks like death on a horse.
Yes.
It looks like there's the priest or the pope or somebody's below the horse,
mm-hmm.
and the rider's real bony, old man. He's got like a staff with three, it looks like three prongs. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I'm guessing it's three prongs. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But does that rider represent death?
It's more than just death. The horse means overland, the three points. Is it three points of masonry, but it's also the tripod of Neptune, so it means land and sea, is the domination of land and sea.
Awesome. And so I take it that man that's underneath that horse, that looks like a pope or a priest of some kind,
mm-hmm.
that's crying. That's, what is that, the current religion that they're trying to conquer? Or?
Yes, old, what they call superstition, the old ways. Yeah.
Oh, the old superstition.
Yeah.
Crazy, I love it. How about the last one? The guy, he looks like God. Actually, he's all grayed up. He's got woolly hair, big beard. His eyebrows come out like half an inch past his head.
Uh-huh.
He's holding a book, and he's got a knife or a sword. Actually, the sword the butt of the sword starts at the mouth, and he's not even holding it. It's just coming straight out of his mouth.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, it's set on top of his mouth, and then the sword just comes down.
Yes. Well, again, too, that was the tongue that represented the sword.
Yes.
It's not just the pen is mightier, but so is the voice, whatever you say. It's mightier as well, yeah. It's a dictatorial society.
Ah, nice. Now that, you know, those photos complement those chapters eerily.
Yeah, oh yeah. They
awesome.
Do.
Yeah, because I just wanted to tell Rose, if she can get a copy of that book, this book, Millennium, it's mm-hmm. it's an awesome book. I recommend it to anybody.
Yeah, they say that right there, the next boat people in the world will be Americans going abroad looking for work.
Oh yeah, it's awesome. It's like this guy, he takes you through the domination of the planet,
mm-hmm.
For lack of a better term,
yep.
Through money.
Oh yes.
Through money, and that's what I love about this book. It takes you deep. It takes you into past cultures. It takes you into the objects that we have or gonna have,
mm-hmm.
basically through money.
It's the power of the purse, they call it.
The power of the purse, yes.
And at the very end, they would force this, everyone in the world, since everyone's dependent on this odd commodity called money, they'd force the whole world along with the agenda. It'll be used to sustain your life. It'll be used to punish you by withdrawing it. And money doesn't have to be any traditional type you've had so far. It can be credits issued by the state eventually, like ration cards. That's just the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So money is the big kicker towards the end. Now that we all believe in it, so it's some natural thing. Yeah.
So let me get this straight. Does Atali, did he get this knowledge from somewhere else? He had to have, right?
He was
helped it along, but
he was groomed to be a top advisor for Mitterrand and a few other top French presidents.
Yeah, yeah.
He was one of the instrumental guys for setting up the European Union, and he then moved on to the United Nations to do with the global integration structure of the three main trading blocs: North America, Union, Europe, and the Far Eastern Rim.
Yeah, because you could just hear the arrogance in this book of how he talks about nomadic man and the peoples and
yes
and those of himself. It's like if you really didn't know what this guy was talking about, you didn't know the context.
Yeah,
you would be lost.
Yes, you'd be lost. And even Rockefeller himself says you must know your history. That's what they talk about, history.
Yeah.
If you understand how they control people in the past, they use the same techniques for controlling them in the future.
Yeah. Awesome. A buddy of mine just bought Labyrinth, his other book.
Mm-hmm.
And could you explain to me what the labyrinth means to them?
The labyrinth, there's different meanings and different levels, going back to the old Minotaur, the bull,
yes,
of ancient Grecian times too, the Minotaurs, and they talk about the different ways to the truth. There's so many mislaid ways one can travel for your life, and there's only one straight path that they can find too. So it's tied up with a lot of mythologies. It would take ages to explain it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Well, you know what? Thanks, Alan, so much. I had always wondered what those pictures were at the beginning of those chapters, and I recommend it to anybody. It's Jack Satali's Millennium.
Yep.
Thanks a lot, Alan.
Thanks for calling.
All right, bye.
Now we've got Richard from Alabama. Are you there, Richard?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi. I want to ask you a question about Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
Now, America is supposed to have some enemies, like Iran is supposed to be our enemy, and China and Russia, and Hugo Chavez is supposed to be not our friend.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all these people have money. Why don't they get some good anti-aircraft weapons for the Iraqi insurgency?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Well, this would be a long, drawn-out war. See, they're doing this also for the war situation. They need a war. They must have a war going on, because the war is to go around the whole planet for a whole 100 years, and out of the end of this whole ongoing war, it's a war for everything, on everything. A whole new system will come out of a pre-planned system. So it doesn't matter who they're at war with, as long as they keep the war going. And under war situations, they can use martial law on the public. They can use the dictatorial means that they're using already. Without war and the absence of war, they don't have any ability to order you around, change your lifestyle, etc. And so they need ongoing war.
So these countries I named, they're not really our enemies. They are our pretend enemies.
Yeah, they're handy at the moment. I mean, they used enemies in the past. I mean, Napoleon, when Britain was doing the whole job itself, Napoleon said it was perfidious England, because England would always arm to the teeth some small country that was next door to a more powerful country. They'd encourage the war after they'd armed them, and they'd help fund the smaller country up to a higher position. But if need be, they'd then rearm their neighbors and bring that country down. They kept arming different sides with perpetual war, ongoing war. That was called how you kept the balance of power. And they're doing the same thing again. During World War II, Joe Stalin was called Uncle Joe by all the propagandist papers. He was our best friend. We had to save the Soviet Union by every means possible. And at the end of World War II, we had no enemies, so they had to turn him into the big bad bear. So this has been going on forever. Government cannot expand and be dictatorial without a war and an enemy to point at. so that you can say, we are here to save you. That's why we're doing all this to you. We're saving you. Without war, they can't do any of this.
Well, several years ago, I read this article in a magazine about the Saudi royal family and their origins of the Saud family.
Mm-hmm.
And according to this article, I believe it was in the Free American magazine, the Saudis are really Jews.
I've heard of it, but I've never seen it. There's more rumor out there than truth, you know.
And that the original patriarch of the Saud family was murdered and replaced with a bunch of false cousins.
As I say, there's more rumors to do with that than fact. An awful lot of rumors about it, in fact. But what we do know is that Britain was involved in setting up Saudi Arabia a long time ago. In fact, one of their top master spies, Kim Philby, was sent over to really set up the Saudi establishment. And he was a top player for MI6 at the time.
So you're not sure whether that rumor is true or not?
Well, how can you be sure of a rumor?
Well, it was
You either like a rumor or dislike a rumor, but I'd rather deal with the facts than rumors, you know?
Yeah.
And apart from that, the Arabs themselves wouldn't put up with too much of that either themselves. So you got to take that into consideration, too.
Hmm.
Okay.
But it's not okay, but it's enough to worry about tonight.
There's lots to worry about tonight. There's just as much to worry about all the things that are happening within the Americas that you don't know about that are happening every night. And we're the last to know. We will be the last to know what it's all about. But
okay.
Thanks for calling.
All right, good night.
Good night. Now you've got Robin from California?
Hi, Alan.
Hello.
I'm calling because I wanted to share a brief experience I have and get your opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Back in 93, I was in Vietnam, and I was invited to the home of the director of the Vietnam Oxfam effort.
Yeah.
And, Oxfam, is an NGO and a charity and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And they had this fabulous villa that this director was living with, and they had, tag team nannies running around taking care of their babies, and they had all these servants and gardeners and drivers, and they were putting on an elaborate party, and it was just kind of this circus. And
yep.
At the time, I was very suspicious because I thought, wow, I don't know if the people that give their coins and their bills over to Oxfam realize
mm-hmm.
that they're running this embassy and not just living with the people and working with the people. They're living on top of the people.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so now after listening to you, now it occurs to me that it's more than just having to schmooze with muckety-mucks,
mm-hmm.
but what they're having to do is they're having to prove that they're schmucks, too.
Yes.
They're crooks. And
yeah.
So here's our big hot embassy that our foolish people are paying for, so we're in on the dirty deal with you.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So anyways, I want to thank you because your shows gave me this insight that I'd always wondered about why they were doing this. And I'd also like to say that I've done a little, very brief research on Oxfam, and one of the founders is a guy named Gilbert Murray, a professor from Oxford.
Yes.
And he has ties to H.G. Wells and League of Nations and all
That's
this stuff.
That's right. That's right, yeah.
And, it's just, it's same old, same old.
Mm-hmm. And that's why they named it Oxfam, you know.
What do you mean? Oh, Oxford.
Yeah.
Yeah, Oxford famine, yeah.
And also going through Oxford University, because they have their own Masonic group that for the elite Ivy League type to get initiated into. Officially on the map, where the river runs through Oxford, is called Oxford on the Isis.
Oh.
That's the name of it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, these guys they just never tire of this stuff, do they?
Never. No, it's in your face, but we're so ignorant, most folk don't know, and they love that because they snigger at us in our ignorance, yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Alan.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Yeah, you have to check into all these big charitable institutions because they're just part of the establishment, and they set up a lot of them. There's little global village stores and so on all over the countries, and so the money is going to all the wrong places. We know that for a fact. It's the same with the people wonder why the Red Cross. Why is it that the Red Cross, after 9/11 and the Katrina disaster, how come the Red Cross and the Salvation Army were the two authorized charities that Mr. Bush said would be? Why? How come? When can a government say these are the two authorized charities that you must send your money to? Look into it and find out. Why do you think the Red Cross has that Red Cross there? The old Knights Templar Cross. Why is it they can go between battle lines and not get shot at? They have immunity. It's all Freemasonic, and it's a rip-off, big time. The Red Cross has contaminated more people with contaminated blood than probably any other system in the world for spreading bacterial warfare. Back with more after these messages.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi folks, this is Alan Watt back cutting through the matrix, and I've just got time to read this little article from globalresearch.ca, April the 2nd, 2008. That's from Global Research. Canada and Israel have signed a far-reaching public security cooperation agreement. agreement described as a partnership involves a declaration of intent by the two governments. The declaration was signed in Tel Aviv March 23rd. Today, the Honourable Stockwell Day, Minister of Public Safety of Canada, and Avi Dichter, Minister of Public Security of the Government of the State of Israel, signed a declaration of intent to enhance cooperation in the area of public safety. The departments of public safety, remember, were put up in the French Revolution for the first time. The Government of Canada is committed to enhancing the security of Canadians both through our actions at home and with their international partners, said Minister Day. Today's declaration demonstrates the long-standing cooperation between Canada and Israel on public safety issues, and we welcome this increased cooperation in order to improve our country's capacity to protect our citizens. The declaration will allow Canada and Israel to better enhance cooperation in the areas of organized crime, emergency management, crime prevention, and other related public safety concerns. The declaration seeks to establish a more structured framework for the cooperation on public safety issues between Canada and Israel. The declaration of intent is an opportunity for Canada and Israel to strengthen their commitments to safeguarding their citizens and respective national interests from common threats, said Minister Dichter. And there's a link at the bottom of that page you can look into as well. This is a handout, obviously, given out by governments to the people. That's how it's done today. They give handouts, little authorized spiels of authority. They don't go into in much detail. You know you're being conned. You're getting the whole story to do with this at all. It's just a handout, and you take it or leave it. That's the attitude that they have now. After all, why should they pamper the public? And it's true enough, most of the public really don't care what's really happening anyway. They're too busy watching TV and seeing who the latest American Idol happens to be, or watching these silly little reality shows where you have little girls and little boys put in the house, and they go at it doing all their silly little things. That's what's happened to the public. They are conditioned in a world, like Brzezinski said, where they can't talk about anything or think of anything except what's been on the news the previous day. That's what's in their head. It's rather sad. Rather sad, but it works. It's very, very true. We're on a roll as these big boys see their New World Order coming into view, as Bush Sr. phrased it. This beautiful New World Order. And they've gone after everything you need to be able to sustain yourself. They've gone after the young generation big time, grabbing the kindergarten and indoctrinating them so they'll never break out of their indoctrination. You already have young people coming out asking to be sterilized to save the planet. I said they'd do that 10, 15 years ago. Now it's actually happening. Indoctrination works wonders, especially when you have no parents to give you any inputs and have destroyed the external or the extended family, which was so important in passing down the histories, the oral histories, living histories of people to their grandchildren. Very important. Well, from Hamish and myself up in Ontario, Canada, it's good night, and may your God or your gods go with you.
Gasoline prices.